All right, let's talk about what's broken today. What makes The Boys explosive season 5 finale both a cultural milestone and a controversial masterpiece?
I'm Vixie Steele, this is Truth Amplified, and I woke up with my ears still ringing and my patience already spent. Coffee's burned, neighbours are noisy, and the internet's arguing about pacing like it's the origin of the bloody cosmos. So let's get into it. Basic facts, mate. Season 5 of The Boys is the end. Full stop. The finale of the American satirical superhero Madhouse, built from Garth Ennis and Derek Robertson's comic, the show took the source's ultra-violence and said, cool, but what if we crank the political and media commentary to 11 and drag it kicking into now? We world premiered in Rome in March 2026, then Prime Video dropped 2 episodes in April 2026 and rolled weekly until May 2026. It's framed as the end game, the apocalypse, and it bleeds character. It's not just guts, it's guilt, power, and propaganda all doing shots together. Premise check. Billy Butcher has a virus that can kill every soup on Earth. Homelander is hunting the earliest compound V, V1, because when you're already a god, the only upgrade left is near immortality. It's a moral calculus class from hell. Do you drop a world-ending anti-soup weapon to stop a fascist regime, or do you waffle while democracy faceplants? To be fair, that tension is why this show hits. It's not just shock value. It's the creeping 1984 vibe they wrote before the 2024 election, and by the time it aired, lines they thought were craziest were already echoing real life. Unbelievable, but not surprising. Timeline heads, listen. Production ran November 2024 to July 2025. They had the same core machine behind it, so the tone stays razor sharp while the finish gets bigger and more orchestral. Set about 6 months after Gen V Season 2, with campus chaos feeding the flagship, that cross-pollination gives Season 5 a deeper bench. Marie Moreau, Jordan Lee, Little Cricket popping in to tie the universe together. Marketing even played in-universe. Vought International Fake posted A-Train's overseas deployment back in August 2024 like it was real intel. I swear, it's marketing that doubles as satire. That's the good shit right here. Now the mastermind. Eric Kripke, showrunner, resident Planelander. He said 5 seasons all along and this was it. No hedging, no cowardice. He talked about feeling the pressure, already seeing those last pages, and that cheeky time jump card to cap the story. See? This is why I still have hope. When a showrunner says we're ending on our terms, I believe it. And he fought to keep the edge. The score by Matt Bowen and Christopher Lennertz. They were told to blow the fucking doors off, and you can hear it from the first cue. Emotional, loud, unapologetic. Madison Gate dropped the soundtrack in May 2026, and it slaps, right? Ha, casting flex. Jensen Ackles back as Soldier Boy. Not a quick cameo, he's in a lot, poking the raw nerve of that Homelander father-son nightmare, while still grinding his axe against Butcher. Daveed Diggs joins as Oh Father, brings one of the year's wildest musical moments in episode 7 with Raise Him Up. He usually dodges musical numbers, but he did this because it actually serves story, respect where it's due. And Samuel L. Jackson voicing a hammerhead shark named Xander, the Deep's pal in the penultimate episode. They wanted a distinctive voice, they called the agent, first choice, boom. That's how you cameo with purpose. While we're here, celebrity chaos. Mr. Marathon throws a party in one shots, and you get Seth Rogen, Kumail Nanjiani, Will Forte, Christopher Mintz-Plasse, Craig Robinson, all playing themselves. Media culture eating itself on camera. Chris Hayes pops up at a White House presser in 15 inches of sheer dynamite. That blend of real-world faces with Vought's glossy rot. That's the satire. And the finale even hits select theatres in 4DX in May 2026. A streaming episode with motion seats and wind blasts. Corporate said, ride the apocalypse. And somehow, I'm not mad at it. Numbers. Because the suits always need their scoreboard. Rotten Tomatoes at 97% with an average 7.55 out of 10. Metacritic, 75. Raves from Collider and Slash Film and The Wrap and The Guardian. Some mixed from Empire, IGN, The AV Club, about a familiar structure and a slow early build. Nielsen says roughly 900 million minutes watched opening week in the US.
two-episode drop made up most of it, heavy 18 to 49 demo. Prime Video claims 57 million per episode globally and a record three-week surge. Platform math is their religion. Yours truly says, cool, but I want independent receipts. But enough with the scoreboard. Let's get to the real fight. Pacing. Here's the big argument. The season's too slow, they say. The focus drifts, they moan. Yeah, no. I think that's lazy criticism. The slow burn is deliberate. You're not just counting explosions, you're loading choices with consequence. You want instant hits? Go watch a microwave. Season 5 needed room, so when episode 7 drops, The Frenchman, The Female, and The Man Called Mother's Milk, and Frenchie dies, it wrecks you. It's not shock for shock's sake. It's the payoff of love and loyalty and trying to change who the hell you are. Toma Capone even said it felt like the right resonant end, and it is.
Also, the show can walk and chew dynamite. You can have a David Diggs hymn that curdles into dread, then bounce to Samuel L. Jackson as a shark, then slam back into Homelander clawing at immortality, then remember butchers carrying a literal apocalypse in a vial. That rhythm demands a measured start so the end can detonate. If you want wall-to-wall fireworks, cool, but you'd flatten the characters. And the boys never flattened. It sharpened. Honest to God, anyone calling this unfocused probably watched it while folding laundry.
Personal tangent time. Buckle up, folks. San Diego Comic-Con. I'm in a line that snakes like a python with IBS. Somebody dressed as the Deep knocks a tray of fluorescent energy drink into a Homelander cosplayer's cape. Security starts herding us like cattle. I'm thinking, oh, this again. And every third person is live streaming their own face like they've discovered fire. Then a rumour hits. Soldier Boy footage is about to roll in a side room. Half the line stampedes. I nearly lose a boot. By the time I get into the actual panel, I've been sneezed on, stepped on, and a guy with a Vought satire sign tries to sell me a zine for $20. Bloody hell. Point being, celebrity culture is chaos by design. The Boys gets that. It weaponizes cameos to show how cheap fame is and how dangerous it gets when it marries power. That SDCC frenzy, it's the same machine the show skewers. We worship brands, then wonder why the brands eat us. Can someone explain why this bullshit is allowed? Oh, right, money, attention, algorithms. That's society for you.
Okay. Here's something cool for once. The season actually sticks the landing. Character payoffs feel earned. The orchestral score swells like a stadium amp. They even screened the finale in 4DX. And for a second I thought, finally, someone gets it. Make TV feel like an event again. The road meanders a bit, sure, but the destination rules. And if you disagree, drop your take. I'll read it, then I'll probably roast it.
I'm winded just thinking about that Comic-Con stampede. Celebrity culture. I've had it with this fucking nonsense. But the show. The show earns the noise. It's loud. It's ugly. It's honest. And it's ours. Hell yeah. Now we're talking.
And that's today's dose of reality. Season 5 of The Boys goes out swinging, and I'm here for it. Tune in tomorrow for more. Bring your spine, leave your fragile takes at the door. Until then, crank something heavy and try not to be a coward. Fuck it. Try not to be stupid either.